The state of New Mexico is no stranger to drought. Over the last 20 years, the state has experienced only a few gaps without some form of abnormally dry conditions, with the longest drought in recent history lasting 329 weeks between 2001 and 2007. And the impact of drought remains just as significant today. This year, the state recorded its most intensive drought period on record in late January. State climatologist David Dubois says that drought conditions are likely to continue through the end of the year.
In southern New Mexico, whole southwest New Mexico is in that drought persisting. And if you're over on the east side, we've had a good monsoon that brings some of it out of drought. However, the patterns of the La Nina are likely going to bring drought back. Drought is here to stay, at least through the winter.
Dubois says that even as drier trends continue, more extreme precipitation events are likely to occur.
Climate model ensembles I've been looking at have been showing a modest trend towards stronger monsoons, which is good news for us in the summer. However, that may be counterproductive in terms of having a really dry and higher temperatures for the winter and spring.
With more intense storm projections comes the need to protect the county from future flooding. Over 100 dams exist within Doñana County, many designed independently by farmers to protect agricultural land. Protecting these dams from future flooding will require further promotion of watershed health, according to Doñana County Flood Commission Director John Gwynn.
Small structures create a problem now that there's population grows because they're no longer adequate. The one thing that we can really do that helps in terms of flooding is we can work in the watershed. We basically want to reduce the amount of stormwater runoff and also reduce the sediment and debris load that goes with that. It'll also help with groundwater recharge. There's a ton of ways that we can mitigate some of the stormwater flows in the watershed before it all combines and gets bigger.
Slowing down water through the placement of riparian buffers and man-made structures is one key way the county can control flooding and help to recharge the aquifer. Other infrastructure solutions include the construction of small retention ponds to help channel excess water. Gwynn estimates these efforts could potentially reduce storm impact by 10% and help to improve drought conditions through increased groundwater recharge.
We can put in debris dams that will slow the water down just enough to allow some of it to soak in. We can also build berms and swales and terraces on the watershed that are not significant enough to really stop a lot of water, but it slows it down enough to get sediment to drop out and get water to soak into the ground.
Earlier this year, Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham declared a state of emergency within Doñana County due to flooding caused by heavy August rainfall. With that declaration comes access to emergency funding that will be used to construct better infrastructure to protect against flooding. Gwynn says that further investment into flood mitigation efforts will take time, and that efforts to foster a healthier watershed must be done on a large scale.
I think it's important for us to note that we've got to do this in all the watersheds. We can't just focus in small areas because with drought going to be persistent, this is something that takes years to build up and stay in place and have its effect.
For KRWG Public Media, I'm Madison Staten.